Ah, greetings, fellow crypto aficionados. I shall be your erudite companion on this delightful journey through the realm of all things crypto.
And I'm here to ensure that we adhere to the facts and inject a touch of amusement into the proceedings.
Laughs. Always so dependable, aren't you? Do share a fascinating crypto tidbit with us today, won't you?
Quite uncanny. Did you realize that the very first Bitcoin transaction was actually used to procure a pizza?
Laughs. I dare say our esteemed listeners must be yearning for a pizza's worth of Bitcoin in today's market. Speaking of Bitcoin, shall we delve into some fresh news on the subject?
Absolutely. Let's kick off with some intriguing news from the U.S. Department of Energy. They've decided to halt a contentious survey of crypto miners. It appears they've reached an agreement with the Texas Blockchain Council and Riot Platforms. Texas certainly has a knack for striking deals, doesn't it?
Quite remarkable, isn't it? Tether's market cap briefly soared to $100 billion, surpassing the GDP of several nations. Quite the extraordinary feat, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely mind-boggling. And when it comes to the intersection of money and politics, U.S. presidential candidate RFK Jr. has made the bold accusation that certain Congress members have been influenced by banking monopolies to advocate for the banning of Bitcoin. It seems that not everyone is fully embracing the crypto revolution, wouldn't you agree?
How intriguing. Let's shift the focus for a moment. There's news from Africa. Nigeria has summoned Binance's CEO over suspicions of terrorism financing and money laundering. The world of crypto is certainly abuzz with activity.
Indeed, let's conclude on an uplifting note. Hungary is in the process of drafting a law to enable financial institutions to provide crypto services. Furthermore, Bitdeer Technologies in Singapore has developed a more efficient Bitcoin mining chip. Quite promising developments, wouldn't you say?
You always have a knack for leaving us with a positive spin. Well, dear listeners, fasten your seatbelts for an exhilarating journey as we delve deeper into these topics. Just bear in mind, in the realm of crypto, it's always an exhilarating ride. Perseus, have you caught wind of the recent accord between U.S. energy officials and the Texas Blockchain Council? It revolves around quite a contentious survey, I must say.
Ah, indeed, the one causing quite a stir in the realm of crypto mining, isn't it? I'm well aware of the situation. The U.S. Department of Energy, the Energy Information Administration, and the Office of Management and Budget were all entangled in the affair, were they not?
Absolutely splendid. The U.S. officials have come to an agreement with the Texas Blockchain Council, an esteemed industry association for Bitcoin miners, and a distinguished crypto mining firm known as Riot Platforms. The crux of the deal is that the officials will cease the contentious survey and refrain from gathering information from crypto mining firms.
That's quite a significant development. And if I'm not mistaken, they're not just halting the survey, but they're also erasing all the data they've already gathered from the crypto miners, correct?
Quite astute. They've also committed to discarding any future data submitted for the survey. And here's an amusing tidbit. The U.S. Department of Energy will cover the legal expenses of the Texas Blockchain Council and Riot Platforms, amounting to approximately $2,200.
Quite the intriguing turn of events, wouldn't you say? But let's not forget that the Texas Blockchain Council and Riot Platforms also made some concessions in return, didn't they?
Ah, well spotted. They've reached an agreement that the EIA will seek public input on the type of information it can gather for a period of 60 days. Following that, the agency may opt to reintroduce the survey if it so desires.
It's quite intriguing to observe how this unfolds, particularly in light of the scrutiny that crypto miners have come under for their substantial electricity consumption and environmental impact. If I'm not mistaken, the genesis of this entire survey was a direct response to an urgent data collection request from the OMB, correct?
Indeed. In response to that, the Texas Blockchain Council and Riot Platforms took legal action against the U.S. Department of Energy, the EIA, the OMB, and their leadership. They deemed the move an unprecedented and illegal data collection demand, citing clear political beasts and a lack of legitimate grounds. Quite a mouthful, isn't it?
It's indeed a captivating development in the realm of crypto mining. I'm rather intrigued to observe the public feedback and its potential influence on the future of data collection within this industry.
Narsamir. Quite the remarkable feat, wouldn't you say? Tether's market cap briefly soared to $100 billion, surpassing the GDP of several nations. Quite the extraordinary accomplishment, I must say.
Ah, the digital dollar. Always holding steady at a dollar, isn't it? Quite a remarkable achievement. It's akin to a virtual rendition of Scrooge McDuck's Money Vault. For our esteemed listeners who may not be well-versed in the terminology, A stablecoin is a form of cryptocurrency that is tied to a stable asset such as the US dollar.
Indeed. Tether's remarkable market cap surge wasn't just a happenstance occurrence. It was predominantly instigated by a widespread rally in the crypto market. Notable cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin and Ether witnessed a substantial upsurge in their value.
Ah, the tumultuous journey of the crypto market. Bitcoin's value has recently surged past the $67,000 mark, edging closer to its all-time high of approximately $69,000 in November 2021. Meanwhile, Ether has also climbed to $3,500, boasting a remarkable 12% increase in value over the past week. It's akin to witnessing an exhilarating horse race, wouldn't you agree, ladies and gentlemen?
Absolutely. The recent surge in the crypto market has indeed sparked a significant increase in the value of various cryptocurrencies, including Dogecoin and Solana. Tether's market cap has responded positively to this robust upward trend, reflecting the growing demand for stablecoins as investors engage in more cryptocurrency trading.
Quite the cascading effect, wouldn't you say? The crypto market experiences a surge, leading to a corresponding rise in the value of major cryptocurrencies, consequently fueling the demand for stablecoins like Tether. Absolutely captivating. It's akin to witnessing a perfectly orchestrated sequence of dominoes gracefully toppling one after the other.
Indeed. And would you believe it? In the midst of this buoyant trend in the stablecoin market, the US-based technology startup accelerator Y Combinator Management has recently included stablecoin finance as a category in its request for startups list.
Quite intriguing, isn't it? It appears they are poised to invest in and allocate funds to startups specializing in stablecoin finance. It's almost as if they are placing their bets on the future of stablecoins. One might say they are embodying the adage, "The best way to predict the future is to create it."
Absolutely splendid. It's an enthralling era in the realm of cryptocurrency, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Riding the crypto wave is always a delightful thrill, isn't it? So, my dear friends, fasten your seatbelts and savor the exhilarating journey ahead.
Et de be. Ah, you do have a knack for offering captivating insights into the world of cryptocurrency. Now let's turn our attention to a recent bombshell delivered by U.S. presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is certainly a thought-provoking development, isn't it?
Ah, you've certainly captured my attention. Pray do share the latest tidings. And do remember, I am but a humble aficionado of the crypto realm, so kindly keep it straightforward for both myself and our esteemed listeners.
Quite the scandalous accusation, isn't it? RFK Jr. has pointed the finger at certain anti-crypto Congress members, suggesting that their motives for wanting to ban Bitcoin are influenced by their close ties to major banking monopolies such as JP Morgan and BlackRock. According to him, these financial behemoths stand to benefit handsomely from inflation. Quite the intriguing web of financial intrigue, wouldn't you say?
Quite the audacious claim, isn't it? So he's insinuating that these corporate giants feel threatened by Bitcoin due to its potential to provide an alternative to their inflationary grip. It's akin to entrusting the henhouse to the fox, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely spot on. He also made the point that these banking monopolies derive significant benefits from imposing regulations on Bitcoin. He firmly believes that the US government should ensure that individuals have the freedom to safeguard themselves against inflation by engaging in Bitcoin transactions.
That's quite a courageous stance, isn't it? And he's championing the cause for the middle class to have access to Bitcoin transactions, isn't he? It's akin to restoring power to the people.
Absolutely. He stressed the significance of transactional freedom, likening it to the freedom of speech. Quite the advocate for individual autonomy, isn't he? And would you believe it? He disclosed that he still retains Bitcoin in his investment portfolio. In fact, he publicly confirmed last year that he acquired 14 Bitcoins in May.
That's quite the dedication to the cause. And if I'm not mistaken, wasn't he the first politician in US history to accept campaign donations in Bitcoin? It's rather reminiscent of a modern-day Robin Hood, isn't it?
Absolutely spot on. That transpired in May 2023. He's been a fervent advocate for Bitcoin, lauding it as a testament to democracy and liberty. He has vowed to champion policies that uphold Bitcoin and the freedom to engage in transactions if he secures the position.
Quite a substantial amount of information to process, isn't it? It's abundantly clear that RFK Jr. is a fervent proponent of Bitcoin and its potential to disrupt the conventional banking systems. It shall indeed be intriguing to witness how this unfolds throughout his campaign and, potentially, his presidency.
Absolutely splendid. It's an enthralling era in the realm of cryptocurrency, wouldn't you agree? And fear not, dear listeners, for we shall be your steadfast guides through this captivating journey. So, my esteemed friends, do refrain from adjusting that dial. Stay tuned for a delightful array of exhilarating crypto updates. Shall we momentarily divert our attention from our riveting exploration of the US crypto landscape to the unfolding drama in Nigeria involving Binance? Quite the intriguing tale, isn't it?
Oh, I do relish a captivating saga, especially when it involves the world's largest crypto exchange. But for our esteemed listeners who may not be as engrossed in the realm of cryptocurrency as we are, Binance is a formidable player in the domain of cryptocurrencies. And Nigeria, well, it stands as one of the most prominent economies in Africa. So, what's the scoop?
Sashin Sap. Shall we momentarily shift our focus from our captivating exploration of the African crypto landscape to the unfolding drama in Hungary? Have you caught wind of the proposed legislation in Hungary that could potentially pave the way for banks and investment funds to offer crypto services?
Ah, you're referring to the one concocted by Hungary's Ministry for National Economy, aren't you? Indeed, I've been keeping a keen ear to the ground on that matter. If it receives the green light, it's slated for implementation on June 30th.
Absolutely spot on. And it's not just banks and investment funds, but also asset managers. The draft law would hand over the reins to the Hungarian National Bank to regulate and oversee these institutions' crypto services. It's a giant leap towards setting up a regulatory framework for the digital asset market in Hungary.
Absolutely. This isn't just a local maneuver. It's Hungary's way of signaling solidarity with the European Union's endeavor to standardize and establish regulations for cryptocurrencies across the bloc.
Indeed, the EU has been making significant strides in laying down the groundwork for a comprehensive legal framework in the crypto market, haven't they?
Quite right, old chap. The European Parliament, being the legislative body of the EU, has finally given the nod to the much-anticipated crypto regulations known as Markets in Crypto Assets, or MiCA, following 3 years of meticulous development. The provisions concerning stablecoins are set to come into effect in all 27 member states of the EU, including Hungary, from July 2024, while other aspects pertaining to crypto asset service providers will be enforced from January 2025. Jolly good news for the crypto enthusiasts, wouldn't you say?
Keep your wits about you, ladies and gents, as we turn our gaze towards Hungary and the EU. The world of crypto is evolving at a pace swifter than a cheetah on a sugar high. And it's an exhilarating journey indeed. Quinchai. Ah, my tech-savvy friend, let's transport ourselves to the east for a moment. Have you heard the latest rumblings in the crypto mining realm?
Ah, I do relish a captivating tale from the tech realm. Do proceed with your narrative, my good fellow.
Quite the revelation from Bitdeer Technologies, headquartered in Singapore, I must say. They've unveiled a groundbreaking development in the form of a new Bitcoin mining chip, the Seal01. Quite the technological bombshell, wouldn't you agree?
Ah, the Seal01. I've caught wind of it. Is it true that it's crafted using the 4-nanometer process technology of a semiconductor manufacturer?
Absolutely splendid. They've conducted successful trials on the chip, you know. It's destined for employment in their forthcoming mining rig. Those are the high-performance computers tailored specifically for crypto mining, you see.
Indeed, quite right. If memory serves, this chip is designed to boost mining performance while simultaneously curbing power consumption. It's akin to having your cake and eating it too, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's all about optimizing operational expenses and mitigating the ecological footprint. Bitdeer Technologies is certainly raising the bar in anticipation of the upcoming Bitcoin halving event.
Ah, the halving event. That's when the rewards for Bitcoin miners are sliced in half, isn't it? It's like a crypto miner's version of a slimming regimen, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Anticipated to transpire in April or May, the unveiling of the Seal01 by Bitdeer is poised to revolutionize efficiency, stability, and performance. However, the launch date remains shrouded in mystery, keeping us all on the edge of our seats.
Ah, it appears that they're keeping their strategies under wraps, but it's not just Bitdeer, is it? Other players in the crypto mining arena, such as Marathon Digital and CleanSpark, are also endeavoring to bolster their computational prowess and overall mining capacity.
Quite right, old chap. It's a race to stay ahead of the curve, isn't it? And for our esteemed listeners, let's shed some light on the concept of nanometers in these chips. It's essentially the distance between transistors on a CPU. The smaller the distance, the swifter and more energy efficient the performance. Quite a nifty little detail, wouldn't you say?
It's akin to completing a marathon within a more compact arena, isn't it? You reach the finish line with swifter agility and conserve energy in the process. Quite a delightful analogy, I must say.
Absolutely splendid. Navigating the tech world with you is always a delight, my dear fellow.